This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back. It's time for a checkup on FM Talk 106.5 and our guest, Dr. Curry McAvoy from Southern Cancer Center. Good to see you.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. And a lot to talk about. We talk about Southern Cancer Center, meet all the different folks associated with Southern Cancer Center, and talk about different cancers, specifically today, colon cancer. That discussion here, this is a tough one.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people don't like to talk about this.
No, nobody likes to talk about cancer, but, you know, it's something that we need to talk about. It's something that we need to bring more awareness about. So we get people aware about the topic. They're coming in and getting their screening so we can catch it early and hopefully diagnose it earlier and cure it earlier.
So what type of cancer? Colon cancer is what type of cancer?
So the garden variety colon cancer is a type of cancer called an adenocarcinoma. That's just a fancy word for the way that the cells look under the microscope when the pathologist looks at them.
Okay. And this question, like, how does it spread? Does this, because sometimes we're talking about cancers and it started here in the body and then it ends up there in the body. Does it start in the colon or does it come from somewhere else in the body?
No, typically it's going to, you know, a colon cancer is going to start in the colon and it will disseminate throughout the body if left unchecked.
So it will move, it itself will move to other parts of the body.
Absolutely. Typically it will start out by metastasizing to the lymph nodes through the lymphatics and blood system and then organs such as the liver.
All right, let's talk about this, the screening portion as well. I come back to some of the, but the screening thing, this is one of the tougher ones. I mean, people, they don't want to go get screened for this, right? Dr. McAvoy, I mean, let's just be frank.
Nobody wants to get a colonoscopy.
Right, right.
You're absolutely right about that. I mean, there's the prep that you have to deal with. Everybody says it's like drinking bay water. And, mm-hmm. you know, drinking a couple of cups of bay water is not on at the top of anybody's list. But there are some other options for people that don't include colonoscopy. You know, looking for blood in the stool, which is typically done on an annual basis. There's a test looking for tumor DNA in the stool, which is done every 1 to 3 years. And then you have the colonoscopy as well, which is typically done about every 10 years. We typically recommend that that the patient start screening around the age of 45. Now, depending on their risk, if they're at a little bit higher risk, such as they have a family history of colon cancer or they have a genetic predisposition to develop colon cancer, we may move that up a little bit.
Now, you say genetic predisposition on that. How does somebody, because family history, you go, okay, uncle so-and-so had it or the parent had it, but genetic predisposition.
Well, if you have somebody in your family that has
how extended, like you know, as I'm trying, is it have to be mom and dad, or could it be, you know, further back, grandparents?
Absolutely, any of those. I think if you have, you know, one first degree relative or multiple relatives that have a history of colon cancer, you know, it's worthwhile talking to your physician to see whether or not genetic screening may be the right thing for you.
Dr. McAvoy, how common is this? I mean, you want to give us a percentage of the population, or I mean, is this like a wildly rare just in certain families, or is this common?
You know, as far as how common is colon cancer,
yeah.
or how common
is colon cancer?
So know? Colon cancer. So I think the numbers, it's maybe the third most common cancer in men, and then the second, I believe, most common cancer in women right now.
Wow, so this is very common.
Yeah, within the U.S., we will diagnose probably 150,000 cases of colorectal cancer per year.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So this is not on the rare margins and edges of cancer.
No, and it's not. And, you know, the important thing to know about colon cancer is that, you know, we can treat and cure colon cancer if we catch it early enough.
Okay. That's a question here that you got to catch it early enough. So we come back to what we talked about before in screening.
Yes.
I mean, you're talking about early enough. So screening, you said 45 for colonoscopy, right?
About 45 is, you know, okay. 40 to 45 is typically where I would recommend that somebody starts.
So then somebody's 45, then it's 10 years for the next one, or?
You know, unfortunately, it's not that simple. It depends on what we find at the time of the colonoscopy. A normal colonoscopy, some folks would say probably every 10 years, maybe some other GIs that are a little bit more aggressive would recommend every 5 years.
Okay. Let's talk about the prevention as well. I mean, I know you're talking about getting, finding it early and working, but is there anything we could be doing in our diets, in our lifestyle, or anything to help us with this?
You know, a couple of factors that have been shown to decrease the risk of developing colon cancer are physical activity.
Okay.
You know, what you eat, Diets that are high in fruits and vegetables have been shown to decrease the risk of colon cancer.
Okay.
Diets that are high in certain types of starches that don't metabolize in the small bowel and metabolize and ferment in the large intestine, that has been shown to increase your risk of developing colon cancer. There are some studies out there that have shown that maybe aspirin on a daily basis up to a dose of 600 milligrams per day can decrease your risk of colon cancer as well.
Wow.
You know, we're still kind of hashing that out. We don't really know the specific dose of aspirin or which population, you know, that really benefits from a daily aspirin.
But there is something there, a relationship between that aspirin and a decrease in colon
cancer. There is, yes. There is data out there that says that aspirin may decrease your risk of developing a colon cancer. Do I typically recommend that everybody be on an aspirin every day to prevent colon cancer? The answer to that is no.
But I mean, people are, you know, there's other health issues that aspirin's helped with blood situations.
Sure.
So somebody might be getting a double benefit there.
Sure, sure.
Let's talk about, when we talk about colonoscopy and talking about some of the other genetic testing on this, how does that work? And what about those things we see on TV where you... Yeah, how do I say it? You go in a box and send it off.
Yeah. You know, like and you know,
seems like an old prank. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, something you would maybe leave on somebody's doormat.
Right,
huh?
Right. Yeah, but I mean, explain that, because we see those commercials and we all kind of snicker and stuff. Is that the same thing?
You know, yes, absolutely. So those are all our options for people. And depending on which test they choose or which test their primary care physician recommends will determine how often they need it. You know, I still feel as though probably the standard of care is colonoscopy, but in people that aren't candidates for colonoscopy or don't want to do colonoscopy mm-hmm. because of the prep,
mm-hmm.
You know, there are other options for those people. And those include the FIT test and then like Cologuard. So FIT test is looking for blood in the stool.
Okay.
And that's typically recommended on an annual basis. And then the Cologuard is recommended every 1 to 3 years. Now, what I want to be sure to stress in this situation is that if you have a positive FIT or a positive Cologuard, you still need the colonoscopy, right?
Gotcha.
So yeah. It's just because you're not going to necessarily evade colonoscopy
But if you get a clean bill of health from that, you may be able
to forego colonoscopy. There's also some imaging called CT enterography, where they do CT scans and they use computers to make pictures of the bowel mucosa. That's not as favorable as maybe some of these other screening methods at this time, in my opinion.
All right, let's talk about who. Let's talk about who is a candidate. It sounds like, I mean, everybody can. I mean, men, women can get this, but I saw some notes here about younger people. I mean, when I think colon cancer, and correct me because I know I'm wrong. It's an older person thing. Only older people can get this.
You're right. And if you really look at the graph of, you know, who develops colon cancer, it kind of slowly ticks up, you know, in the first couple of decades of life. And then in the 40s and 50s, it really starts increasing.
He just showed us a pretty big ramp, y'all. It's 40s and 50s going up dramatically.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the curve actually looks somewhat exponential in nature. You know, as you get older, the incidence gets higher and higher. But you're right. People that are under the age of 40, the incidence of colon cancer in that population is increasing. And why that is...
Yeah, beat me to it. Why?
We don't really know. We suspect that it's probably multifactorial in nature, with genetic factors, environmental factors, lifestyle factors all playing a role.
So, I mean, what are you telling people then? If they're in their 30s or 20s or something like that, they're not even thinking about getting tested for colon cancer.
You know, at the present time, the USPSTF, or the kind of the task force, or the governing entity of screening that I typically look to kind of help guide us, mm-hmm. they don't recommend, you know, moving, or haven't recommended decreasing the age of screening that I'm aware of at this time.
But and then another question here, this we talked about a little bit during the news break before we went on. Is it more aggressive? Is colon cancer more aggressive in younger patients versus older patients? Help us kind of understand that.
I don't think that it's necessarily a situation where it's more aggressive. I feel as though when younger patients present with colon cancer, they present with more advanced disease. And the reason for that is that we're not screening those people.
Right.
You know, they're not candidate for screening. And, you know, there are a lot of reasons for somebody in their 20s or 30s to have belly pain and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually, you know, when they're having these symptoms, they tend to go a little bit longer before they're addressed.
Gotcha. And symptoms wise too, you talk about that belly pain, you know, as we get older, we're talking about the screenings and finding that, but is there anything that, you know, whether you're 25 or 55 or 60, what should you, anything that would stand out as, hey, I need to go get checked?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, colon cancers can present in a myriad of different ways. You know, we've pick up a lot of them on screening colonoscopies or these tests that we mentioned before.
Right.
Sometimes people go see their primary care physician and they noted, it's noted that some of their blood counts are a little bit low, specifically their red blood cell count, or maybe they're iron deficient. You know, other people complain of abdominal pain or constipation or, you know, frank blood in their stools or a change in the caliber of their stools. And what I would encourage people to do is that if you have any of these things and they don't resolve over a short period of time, you know, you need to get in and see your doctor. You need to be evaluated, because if there's something there, it's going to be much better if we can catch it quickly.
Yeah, you said that several times.
Yes.
The part of this is the earlier you can detect this, the easier it is to work on.
As I've said, we can prevent and cure colon cancer.
This is good.
Prevent it with colonoscopy, removing, you know, precancerous polyps.
This is great. You can find it, you can treat it, you can stop it. Dr. McCoy, I appreciate what you're doing, and everybody at Southern Cancer Center, thanks for being on. Thanks for the education.
Yeah, thanks for having me on today.